a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, November 26, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is, again, the PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing quite well.
Awesome. Good for you.
Really still somewhat stoked about the health fair that we had at Nutrition World. Mm-hmm. It was an outstanding success. Had two of the reps that have come in from other cities, one from Las Vegas and one from, I think, California, said in all of their 20 years of being in the business of nutrition, they had never attended a health fair this successful and this well packed with people. And I know you kind of came over for a minute, but there was like almost no way to get in.
Yeah, I came over and visited with Optimize You, which is right below you, and they were open that day helping you a little bit as well. And then I walked around the corner and came up there, and I mean, I got to see it in all its glory, but I was like, okay, well, I get on my, I'm there almost every day. I'm not going to be there when I leave here today. I got to go get my digestive enzymes. So I'm there so much that I thought, you know what, I'm going to let the other 7,000 people handle it right now.
Well, it was a beautiful moment, actually. I told Katie I felt it was a pivotal event for the future of Nutrition World, because one thing it showed me was the frustration of people with traditional health care advice, because they're searching, they're seeking as they have never before. We had 64 vendors. These are not people there to sell you things. They're there to empower you, educate you, and help you make better decisions about your life, your health, everything from Dr. Brian Johnson, who is part of our staff, medical doctor, to the farmers who grow their own vegetables with no chemicals. He is Big Sycamore. He's, I think, from South America, amazing gentleman of about 50 or 60 years old, such a personality and passion for growing healthy vegetables. Row Farms, which is the sausage I eat every Sunday morning or Saturday morning, along with the steaks and or hamburger meats and other things. Never a chemical is given to these animals, no antibiotics, truly grass-fed. That is a catchy term that means nothing unless you know the transparency of the farmer. And the honey that I just think's the best honey I've ever had, and it's not because our label's on it. Local, done exactly the right way.
I put it in my coffee every morning.
The honey?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's part of my weird morning routine, yeah.
And taste is important, but I want to know the background of these foods, because we can only pick so many what I call superior foods. I want them to be the best that I can be, because, you know, like honey.
Well, I want the happy bees.
There you go.
Yeah, I want happy, good energy bees. I don't want sad bees that don't live around here. Bees from Washington State. No, you keep your bees.
We don't want.
I want happy bees.
Bees from. I'm not going to go politically. Okay,
that
was a close call.
No,
dang, I could
have
gotten
bees
in trouble.
That live around here, so I can that can get all the good stuff to help me with my allergies.
Yep,
and I want bees that are happy, that are well kept.
Look, we inherit. We are. It's contagious. The emotions of animals. That's one reason, and I know this is kind of going down the same pathway, but not in a funny way.
Yeah.
You know, when animals are slaughtered and they're in a big pack of every other animal is so terrified, they are producing extreme amount of fear chemicals within their body. Well, guess what? We are eating that.
Yeah.
People like Row Farms, they use humane methods of taking their animals to slaughter.
Yeah.
Not rounding them all up, not having huge noises, having just a more gentle and kind approach to that. You know, the truth is life lives upon life. There, I have had many times in my life of questioning whether this was ethical, whether it felt right. And I respect
it's
people who it doesn't feel right.
Right.
But when you look at the history of mankind, life lives upon life.
Well, that's what's going to happen to me eventually. Right. They're going to just no loud noises around dad. Make sure he's happy. And then bam.
Bam. There you go.
Hey, I just wake up over here. Look at there.
Wake up on the dark side. I mean the bright side.
Yeah, I'll be on the good side.
I know you will.
I'm trying. I did some stuff in the 80s and 90s I ain't too proud of, but I'm working through it.
I see a little halo on top. Oh, no, that's your bald head.
Yeah, that's just the glare.
That is from these lights. Yeah, dang it. Yeah.
But it's okay. Sorry. I'll take what I can get, you know.
You won't have much choice in the matter.
That's right. I'm at a point now where I don't have that many options.
Hey, it's kind of weird that you said that because I know this is really an odd conversation, but I posted on, and I think it's still there. Sometimes these things get removed off the Facebook of Vital Health Radio. I always am connected with the belief that if I carry death on my left shoulder, I will have a very higher quality of life, because when we think we're going to live another 40 years, we kind of blow a lot of days into wasteland.
Right.
I do. And when I know that my time is limited, especially being in the fourth quarter of life, then I am much more gratitude for each and every moment, including the ones that are more challenging. But I'm always torn between one of my biggest fears of life is being trapped into the medical system, into the hospital setting. You're down and beat down so badly, you really can't make any really good decisions as to how do I make this end quicker. Because we don't have the way to have assisted suicide within the medical community.
Right. Not here in the United States, we don't. Yeah.
No. But Dr. Greger on nutritionfacts.org, don't always agree with him. He's totally vegetarian. And, you know, he looks like he's about 100 pounds away and looks at 90 years old, but he's only about 15 years younger than me. So something's wrong there. Not saying that proves it. But right. He had a wonderful article on how to end your life. And I never knew these facts.
Huh.
He went through the A to Z of what happens when you withdraw water and food. He said, and I never would have guessed it, but he said 7 to 10 days and you're done. I did not realize it was that fast.
That might be a hell of a 7 or 10 days.
No,
I got to be honest with you.
Here's what he did. Yeah. He interviewed hospice nurses,
right,
who has been with many, many, many people as they passed, and 8 out of 10 of those hospice nurses said it was far more gentle than any of the medically supervised ending of life.
Wow. Yeah.
I was shocked. Now, you know, are they thirsty?
Right. Those are awkward conversations.
Very awkward.
Yeah.
But for those who are interested in that, it is on Facebook, Vital Health Radio. And
I'm
you're not.
No. Just medicate me up. Make me see color, you know, see smells and smell colors. That's what I want as I go out. He doesn't know where he's at. No, but he seems pretty happy. Rock on, Dad.
Rock on, Dad. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Put me in the, get me the good stuff. Drop me off with a, like my dad said, drop me off with a knife and a thing of whiskey in the middle of the woods. If I come out of it, spend money on me. If not, know that I went out going at
now,
it.
Now, that's my plan.
Absolutely.
I like that.
I'll drink the whiskey and then we're walking through the woods looking for the end, man.
Oh. Hey, at the health fair, one of the experts there was from a pet food company.
Okay.
And I never met him before. Dynamic individual, passionate about the connection between health, food, nutrition, and pet life. Kind of like, certainly is like Dr. Colleen Smith, we have on here every 2 to 3 months from Chai. But it was so interesting because I was sitting and talking to him at his table where he had the display.
Right.
And I see this can of, and don't smirk at me, Clint.
I'm okay? Looking away from you.
Look away. I see a can of pet food and it's beaver meat.
Okay.
Beaver meat.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm listening.
Got that?
Yeah.
And what was so interesting was his story, because I am so connected to some thoughts of ancestral, primal. Some of my lifestyle has to do with, you know, trying to reconnect to that kind of genetic parts of us. But he said when he gave that beaver meat to his three dogs, this is what they did. He said they'd never
done this. They started building a dam. His dog started building a dam.
How did you guess?
They did, didn't they?
He couldn't get out the front door.
I was going to say, they started smacking their tails on the ground like that.
Shut up. All okay, right, let me get my story out.
Sorry, my fault. Back to what the dogs were doing.
The dogs, okay, he put the beaver meat down in their bowls,
right,
one at a time. And what would happen is, he said, the dog would come up and smell it. And because beaver meat is so connected to wild animals, I mean, it's not chickens, it's not cows, it's not things that have been raised in the way we do it. It was so wild that they circled their bowls 3 times and attacked it.
Ooh.
All 3 of their dogs did that.
Wow.
Now, that is a pretty cool story.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Now, that means that that's pretty potent food and it's really taking them back a step or two.
Yeah, that's ancestry somewhere.
I'm going to bring some beaver food for you next week. I want to see what you do.
That's great. I'll attack it.
You'll take. Hey, they also have rabbit food, goat food, salmon, and of course the beaver. And Stacy said today at Nutrition World, our so resident expert on pet health, just you won't believe that she's a walking two encyclopedias. But she said that many times animals are really can be allergic, sensitive to many different foods of protein origin. That's why we carry the beaver, the rabbit, and the goat, and the salmon, because normal foods can just be really causing distress in many of the pets today. And I didn't realize that, but they are sensitive. And I think a lot of it's probably the breeding of the animals,
yeah,
and this
100%.
And that.
Yeah. Well, and you think about being sensitive to stuff. We got different shampoos now. They're in yeah. carpets a lot of times. They are exposed to a lot of the same toxins that we are. You know, depending on what you spray in your yard mm-hmm. or what you spray in your towels yeah. you dry them off with. I'm assuming they could be just as sensitive as we are.
More so, they have a smaller body.
Yeah, yeah.
So the same chemical in 170-pound person was going to be more diluted than your 40-pound
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, gotcha.
How's your dog doing, by the way? I know he's old.
Yeah, he's okay. It's I still check him to see if he's breathing every morning.
Okay.
He seems
right.
pretty good. He actually, Todd, you mentioned that the last 2 days, he is not getting around very well.
Okay.
His hips are a major issue. So
does he take any painkillers at all? Not really?
No, okay. I give him some stuff every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, actually, aspirin's pretty darn good for dogs, not cats. I don't know about cats, but, it has some advantages health-wise.
He might get a little CBD every now and then.
And CBD. A small amount of aspirin and CBD would be great for that dog at this age.
And he gets a little surprise every now and then, yeah.
Okay. How's your hips doing?
Yeah, sure, why not? Yeah, they're
okay.
fine. I mean,
they're good?
They're
okay.
here. They listen to me, so I'm not going to talk bad about them.
Ah.
They're great. My hips are fantastic.
Wonderful.
You good boys.
You want to go out and do a little running next week?
Hey, I did boxing this morning. As long as I can turn on those hooks, I'm okay. As I'm turning on the hooks, man,
I am
good.
Putting the gloves on in the morning, bro.
Are you?
Yes, yes,
good
again.
Good for you. Good for you.
My
go for it.
12-ounce gloves, not 16.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm not the man that you are, Clint. I never will be.
Wow. I'm going to record. That's going to be my ringtone. So anybody calls me from now on, I'm not the man you are, Clint. I never will be. I'm not the man you are, Clint. I never will be. That's my ringtone.
Never have said that.
No.
It's not. You can't take it back now.
No, it's out there. It's floating. So I'm going to have it.
Done deal. All right, my brother.
Yep.
Well, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we hopefully will be talking about nitric oxide and how and why we want to have higher levels and how to make it happen on a natural basis. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and I have a wonderful guest today, Dr. Berkins, and welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thanks for having me. So great to be here with you.
You know, I've been in this business 44 years, and I've seen hundreds of different new inventions, I will say, fads, ups and downs with different conversations. And some go stick and some fade away with the time because they're not really backed up with enough credible evidence and or they don't work as well. But there's one certainly that has come out and is across the media a lot with this conversation of nitric oxide and what and how what it does and how we can make more of it, because it seems to be a very healthy molecule within our body. And I know that your company, Berkley, is probably the top of the game for credibility and honesty as far as what does it do and why do we need it. So maybe start us off with, you know, what is nitric oxide?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I agree with you that if we're going to talk about anything in the realm of health and wellness, we've got to talk about those longstanding foundations, right? Fads come and go, but when people say, well, what can I really do to help myself be healthier, to protect myself and my health for me and for my family long term, we really can't have that conversation without including a discussion of nitric oxide. And, you know, when people ask me about that, it's important to distinguish. We're talking about nitric oxide, not to be confused with nitrous oxide, which is perhaps what you've heard about at the dentist. Nitric oxide is a really important molecule. It's a gas, actually, that our body makes. And it is an important molecule for so many aspects of how our brain and body function. And it's interesting, we call it a signaling molecule. Why do we call it that? Because it literally impacts the communication within and between cells throughout the entire body. So when we think about nitric oxide, we're thinking about supporting every organ system, every tissue, everything that's happening, from our heart health to our gut health to our immune function to our brain and cognitive function and everything in between. And why is it able to impact all of those things? Because at a very basic level, what nitric oxide does is it supports what we call vasodilation, which simply means it's helping all of the blood vessels throughout our entire body to relax and expand. And what happens when we have this vasodilation? Well, guess what? That allows our blood to flow freely and properly throughout the body. What happens when we have great blood flow? Well, it gets all the oxygen and the vitamins and the minerals and everything else that needs to circulate throughout our body. It gets those where it needs to go. And so at a fundamental level, blood flow is critically important for any condition that we might be talking about and for all of human health. And nitric oxide is the key to making sure that we have good blood flow.
Perfect explanation. And I'm sure, and I always do this, I look back and say, how functional was I at 20 years old with different components of health? At 20 years old, we probably make a lot of nitric oxide naturally, don't we?
We sure do. And, you know, this brings up a really interesting point that I think is really empowering for people. There's actually two primary pathways that our body produces nitric oxide. And one of them is very intact and healthy and operates well when we're younger, as you mentioned. And that is this pathway through our endothelial cells. So all these endothelial cells that line our blood vessels are very good when we're younger at producing all of the nitric oxide that we need. But the problem is that as we start to age, the ability of our endothelial cells to be able to produce nitric oxide starts to decrease. In fact, people are often surprised to find out that by the time we reach 40 years of age, we have lost 50% of our capacity for our endothelial cells to produce nitric oxide. Wow. So that's why, yeah, when we're young, when we're in our teens, 20s, even into our early 30s, if we're healthy, we have great nitric oxide levels. But the problem is, as we age, we lose that capacity. And so we need to then be focused on the other pathway that we can utilize to produce nitric oxide.
That's what I call wisdom. And, you know, that is what I love about our industry is we find natural ways. And, you know, everybody's seen the commercial for beet powders and other things. But mm-hmm. I know you'll talk about a far more effective method. But we, you know, we have to bring up the fact that, let's see, you said about 40 years old, it starts waning. Well, guess what? It seemed like most men about 45, erectile dysfunction certainly kicks in. And in women, sometimes loss of sensitivities and other things. So it's not coincidental that less nitric oxide is contributing to this issue, is it?
No. And in fact, when you really look at the data, everything that we associate from a symptom standpoint with old age or getting older, the health problems that, we think of with older, with aging, all come down to reduced or really deficient nitric oxide production. Because by the time we're 40, we've lost 50% of that capacity, and then we lose another 10% approximately every decade. So, you know, by the time we're 70 years old, we've lost the vast majority of the ability for that one particular pathway to function. And if we don't understand the other pathway to leverage to keep our nitric oxide levels where they need to be, we're going to succumb to all kinds of symptoms and issues. As you mentioned, sexual dysfunction, cardiovascular and heart problems, blood pressure issues, cognitive issues like dementia. All of these things that are connected to reduce nitric oxide levels over time. So this is where we can empower people to say, hey, guess what? It doesn't matter how old you are, we can leverage this other pathway called the nitrate pathway that will allow you to continue to support healthy nitric oxide levels throughout your lifespan. And that nitrate pathway involves eating nitrate-rich foods or taking supplements with nitrates in them. So nitrate-rich foods are things like spinach and arugula and beets and bok choy. Unfortunately, things that a lot of people aren't eating enough of, but those are nitrate-rich foods. And when we eat those foods or we take a supplement that has nitrates in it, the bacteria, the oral microbiome in our mouth, eats those up and converts them into something called nitrite. And then we swallow that nitrite, and then in our stomach, in the acidity of our stomach, we turn the nitrite into nitric oxide. So it's this beautiful, like, secondary plan, the safety net that our body has of another way for us to get the nitric oxide levels that we need throughout the lifespan. So this is so empowering for people because what it means is you can eat more nitrates, you can take a supplement like ours at Berkeley Life. We have a foundation supplement that has a therapeutic dose of nitrates in it. It's basically the equivalent of eating that great nitrate-rich diet and doing all that exercise that your practitioners, you know, tell you to do. It's that in a capsule from the standpoint of helping you get the nitrates that you need to keep those nitric oxide levels up throughout your lifespan.
I love that. And one question, and Clint may have a question too, but my question is, and also I know it helps workout because I work out with weights every day and it helps the pump, it helps me recover. But what does Cialis and Viagra, what pathway is that going down? Is that making more nitric oxide?
Yeah, so actually those medications, and we know that, you know, and it's not a coincidence that you mentioned erectile dysfunction as men start to hit middle age. That's one of the first red flags that somebody's on a path towards a chronic disease progression, right? Because what is that telling us? It's telling us that blood flow is becoming problematic. And so that is for everybody listening, it's an important warning sign to pay attention to because it's an indicator that, woo, I need to look at what's happening with blood flow, and that means I need to look at nitric oxide. So yes, those medications are leveraging this nitric oxide piece of things by helping to allow more of the nitric oxide to stay in the system to support better blood flow. Now, what's interesting is if you don't have adequate nitrate levels, those medications aren't going to work as well. So there's good data around if you're not getting the response that you were hoping to get from your Viagra or your Cialis or those types of medications, by taking a nitrate supplement or making sure that you are eating a nitrate-rich diet, that's going to get you more of the benefits that you're looking for from those medications. So sometimes medication can be a helpful add-on, but we still need to be looking at the foundation of making sure that we have enough nitrate to support creating enough nitric oxide.
I love that. I had no knowledge of that. Clint's got a question.
Well, I've done enough of these conversations with Ed when we have people with certain specialties on to ask this. How do I, as long, you know, just a layman, I'm out here working. Is there a blood test? How do I test for this? Because I need to know my levels, right? I don't know if it's a problem or not. Where do I go?
Such a great question. And I have, like, when it comes to nitric oxide, it delights me to answer this question because I have such a simple, practical answer, and that is that we have a saliva test strip that you can, in your own home, you can do it in your doctor's office too, but you can do it in your own home, in 10 seconds, you can know what your level of nitric oxide is by placing this test strip on your tongue and looking at what color it turns and using the scale that comes with the test strips. And most people will notice that there's this very, very light pink or white, and that means they're low or depleted. And immediately then you know, oh, I need to be paying attention to this. And the great thing is you can test, and if you're low or depleted, you can take two of our nitrate capsules. 90 minutes later, you do another one of those little saliva test strips, and you will watch it turn a bright pink or magenta color. And what that's showing you is that your body is taking in those nitrates, it is converting it into nitric oxide, and now within 90 minutes has boosted that nitric oxide level. And wow. So this is something that we are passionate about, wanting every individual, every family to be able to access this, to understand how to leverage this for their own health, and why we're so passionate about educating healthcare practitioners, our doctors, our nurses, our, you know, everybody in healthcare, that these are test strips that everybody should be using when people walk into the doctor's office, because nitric oxide, addressing low nitric oxide levels has such a fundamental impact on every single thing that might be going on with that person's health. And so this is, there's like nothing in medicine or nutrition that we can get an answer for someone that quickly, and that then people can be empowered right away to make a change and to improve that.
Is that a time of day thing? Like, for instance, should I check it once a week, once a day, as needed, and should I do it at the same time? Because I'm assuming, because foods can affect it and so can medicines, that it may vary kind of wildly, right?
It can, and so a great thing to do is, like, test at the same time of day. So you can test, you know, in the morning, for example.
Right.
If, you know, then you say, okay, I'm going to take my supplement, and we recommend that people take our nitrate capsules in the morning, mainly because most people, they're eating more of their leafy greens and things like that later in the day. Very few people are doing that in the morning, right? So we say take your capsules in the morning. So you want to test, see where you're at, take your capsules. Once you know that you're converting, once you're like, okay, I've tested now for a couple of days, I see that my level, you know, is coming up, then what I recommend is, you know, depending on what your needs are, what your symptoms are, what age, you know, range you're in, it's a great thing to do to test periodically. Once a week is a great thing. Is a great thing to do. Our pack of test strips comes in a pack of 50. Wow. So I say use a couple the first week to just make sure that your levels are coming up. And then that gives you enough to test once a week for the entire year to just make sure that your levels are staying where they need to be. If you maybe have been ill, if you have been super stressed, maybe have had life changes, whatever, you may notice that, oh, you know, my level's a little depleted again. Let me give myself an extra boost here. It allows you to be empowered to understand where those levels are and then to take actions to support that.
Just love it, love it, love it. And we're about to wind down, but I have used your product, and we at Nutrition World do offer some of the free test strips in a limited basis. I'm not sure how many we have, but we have enough for the next little period of time. If anyone listening wants to come in and get that, you're certainly able to stand right there and test it. I don't know if Clint remembers this, but I had him test himself about a year ago, I think, because when we first started, I brought him in here. This is what happened. Let me tell you, Dr. Berkins. He tested himself, and it was low. So he took two capsules, and he tested 45 minutes later, and it was actually lower the second test because he licked the wrong side of the test strip. So
that
thank you. There you go, Clint. I have to throw Clint under the bus at least twice during this show.
So basically it was user error. So
well, you know, that happens, and this is where sometimes we say to ourselves, oh, it helps to read the instructions, right? But listen, Clint, we've all been there.
They come in boxes of 50, right? I can mess up 49 times as long as I get it right.
You can mess up several.
Right.
And actually, so the test strip, you fold it in half to activate it, and you know, that way, no matter what part you put your tongue on, as long as you fold it, you know, you'll be good. But it's a great tool, and so Ed, I think it's wonderful that you know you have some at Nutrition World to offer, and you know that people we recommend that people are, you know, getting the test strips to have at home to make sure that they know what their levels are, and then using the supplements along with good diet, exercise, sleep, all the other things we talk about to make sure that we're keeping those levels up. It's one of the most fundamentally important, simple things that we can do to support our health and wellness throughout our lives.
Lovely, lovely, wonderfully informative interview today. For more information, is there a website you recommend?
Absolutely. They can go to our website, berkeleylife.com, and we've got lots of additional research, information, you know, just everything that people could want there, as well as information on the products, the science, all of that. So that's a great resource.
Thank you, Dr. Berkin, so much for taking your time out today.
Thanks for having me.
We'll get you back on in another few months, or perhaps if you're by the area, you can swing in and we can actually do a little seminar at Nutrition World or something else. So let's make some plans, hopefully, in the future.
I would love that. I'll be in touch on it. Yep.
All right. Thank you. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're having a couple words of wisdom, that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter
each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
A great radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and I want to thank you, Clint. You really are a great partner, and I look forward to coming over to the show. Tell people about your podcast and how they can access ours on different platforms.
I have During the Break Podcast, DuringTheBreakPodcast.com, conversations with interesting people, business, politics, relationships, adventure, you name it. Dayfire Podcast, that is strictly about adventure in the great outdoors around the country and around the world, with Dawson Wheeler, the former owner of Rock Creek Outfitters, DayfirePodcast.com. Crimecast, with the former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy, policing, old cases, new cases, infamous cases. We talk about all kinds of stuff, tips and everything. It's a really good one. Of By and For the People with Eric and Matthew, we talk about politics and constitutional deep dives. Sometimes we give our opinion. And then our podcast, Vital Health Radio Download. The download is important if you're looking it up on podcast platforms. It usually comes out every Tuesday in podcast format, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Google. Vital Health Radio Download.
Lovely.
Yeah.
A lot of people think, oh, I can't be there Sunday to listen to Vital Health Radio at 9 o'clock. Of course they can't. We're too busy. And they don't realize it goes to podcast platforms.
Absolutely.
I do on Spotify. Just go on there and type in Vital Health Radio, because I certainly don't listen at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. I want to start a kind of a mini series here of educating. And I know this doesn't sound too exciting.
Okay.
But, you know, if you buy a new cell phone, you really want to know how it works. You get a new car, you get a new computer, you actually dig into it to say, okay, what are the functions of this button and how does that affect how I'm going to get to my end result?
Okay.
I want to start talking about the study of the human body, and I'm going to start today with the gallbladder. Most people certainly know what it is, and they know it can be very troublesome at times, but just about 2-minute little segment here. What is the gallbladder? It is an organ that stores something called bile. The liver makes bile, and it runs it down this little tube, basically, and it goes into this storage tank called a gallbladder. Well, why does the body need to do that? When anytime you eat fat from foods or drink, then you need to break that fat down. If you don't break it down, it's going to run quickly down the intestinal tract, and you will be going to the bathroom fast. Well, when you break it down, it's taking all the super healthy components of fat and helping to create membranes and brain chemistry and healthy skin and all the organs that need fat. We need fat. Fat's not a demon. We need healthy fat, but it's not a demon. So unbroken down fat, number one, is impossible to use, so you end up not getting it. Secondly, what happens when the gallbladder doesn't work? Well, what happens is that you're not digesting fat because it's stuck. It could be stuck somewhere. It could have stones. It could be sludgy. A lot of gallbladder problems are not gallstones. They are sludge, thick mud that won't come out. What do you do about that? My remedy of choice is to take an herb called artichoke at high doses for about 6 weeks. It thins the sludge, and then you have better abilities. I've seen that work. Secondly, there are pills that replace a gallbladder, but that's not fixing it. But the thing is, a lot of Americans have sludgy gallbladder. Why? Because we just are kind of not perfect beings, number one. And secondly, we really abuse our bodies. So what are the symptoms if your gallbladder is misfunctioning? You can have sudden onset of severe pain in the center or upper right quadrant of your abdomen. The pain is proportional to the pressure inside the gallbladder that was caused by, could be infection or the blockage. You could have nausea and vomiting, and pain that radiates the right shoulder or back or between the shoulder blades, which, you know, you would think heart attack at that point.
Right.
Certainly you'd want to rule that out. If it's really bad, you may have fever and chills. But observing your stools, observing your digestion can be very helpful for that. So taking care of the gallbladder is very important. And taking, like you said earlier in the show, you take digestive enzymes. Part of those help the gallbladder to not be so overloaded. with their chore of digesting fat. Again, we want healthy fat. And I really, truly believe that most of the problem comes from, again, eating too many carbohydrates and eating way too much of the omega-6 seed oil, canola blank blank oils that are very unhealthy. So there's your
I wonder how much extra it would be for restaurants to move from the canola oil to the healthy oils.
I do too, because I just saw Dr. Paul Saladino's Instagram, which I really encourage people to watch, because he's a carnivore and he really talks, I think, some wisdom talk about seed oils. But he went to Chipotle and he went in and asked them what kind of oil do they use, and they said rice bran oil. And then he said they kicked him out and made him leave. He said, I have a video I'm going to show you about how they kicked me out of the restaurant.
Well, wait, hold on a second. Just between me and you. He asked a question.
Yep.
They answered it, and then they kicked him out?
I guess there had
to be something in the middle of that, I would think.
I've seen enough of him to know he didn't antagonize them. But he's done that for four other restaurants, and they didn't have a problem.
That's what I'm saying. If I answered it and they kicked me out, that's kind of weird. Why can't I ask
He probably asked secondary questions of, okay, you know.
Why are you trying to kill me?
That's like something I would do, not you. He asked a secondary question they didn't know, and they got defensive about it. But when he showed the process of how do they make an oil out of seeds, oh my gosh, it was like sewage sludge is what it looked like. And they have to use hexane, which is a very toxic chemical, in order to pull the oil out of these seeds, and very high temperatures. And it was, I have never seen the process until today. I saw that on Dr. Paul Saladino on Instagram.
Well, it's like when they show the process of what chicken nuggets look like at Burger King or McDonald's, one of the fast food restaurants. It doesn't look like chicken nuggets. It's not chicken nuggets. It's paste.
Not.
It's some sort of goo.
It's
that
goo.
They fry. It's fried goo, and they taste delicious.
They do. There's no doubt. I will not argue with that.
So good.
And once in a while, they're perfectly fine to eat.
Fried goo every now and then is fantastic.
Fried goo. Baked goo.
I need a 5-piece fried goo, please, with your seed oil French fries and your sugar water. Brown sugar water, please.
Buy one, get one free goo.
That's what I think we're going to start ordering now. That's what you should come up with. How to really talk. What are the menu? What is it really you're ordering when you're getting this?
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Totally different subject. I don't know if you remember. I think you do, Clint. Back when I promoted what we called the Anxiety Clinic, we had a summit. And what we did was we had an almost all-day event downtown. And where we went is escaped me, but it was a very great place that offered us the room to do it. We paid handsomely for it, but it was a combination of five different people. Josh from Optimize You spoke.
Wasn't at the feed?
Thank you for your memory. Josh from Optimize You spoke on the importance of how to balance your hormones and the importance of balancing to help to manage anxiety. People don't think about hormones. Secondly, Brandon Knight, a very wise individual who's helped so many people with different health conditions. He's a certified health coach with Lyme and mold, but he also has a very wonderful intuition about helping to listen to people and helping them to delve deeper within themselves to find some of the root causes. And then we had Dr. Brian Johnson, the MD at Nutrition World, who is just one of the most outstanding and kind individuals that I have ever met in my life. And then we had Dr. Matt from Rev Chiropractic.
Yeah.
You've talked to him a couple times in here. Uses an energy balancing technique that is truly, truly beyond words. I've seen people break down in tears. I've seen them feel like $1 million within 45 minutes, all the way from A to Z. Something heavy duty happens when they shift the energy within the body. And then lastly, Ed Jones spoke there, and that was my little personal story for 50 minutes, speaking of my personal challenges with anxiety back when I was married. And it wasn't all because of that. It was just some inner demons.
We talk about it, the beast in the basement. You got to learn to deal with it. And I, to be honest with you, I think we live in a world now because we take for granted, I'm speaking specifically to the United States, because we have a world that allows us the freedom to think about all our problems. It used to be you had to get up. The chickens had to be fed. The cows had to be milked. The farm had to get farmed. You had to take a trip to town with a whole, there's stuff. We had to do things. You had to build stuff and build and do things. Now we have the luxury, and sometimes that empty space gets filled up with how to find ourselves. And I'm not sure sometimes, I believe thinking about that's important, but sometimes I think it's just the absence of doing. Some actions can really help us deal with stuff. Activity is a big thing.
Well, I agree and I don't agree, because what we can do...
The part you agree with is correct then. The part you disagree with is total bunk. Okay. But go ahead.
Well, yeah. Well, the part I agree with is, or actually disagree with, is we can stay incessantly busy to distract ourselves from something
we can hide behind
that needs to be addressed. Secondly, I think the loss of community with people who actually look you in the eyes and listen and don't try to think of what to say back constantly, that comes from a leisurely time in life where you didn't have any clocks and you didn't have to rush out. You had 3 hours on the front porch. Thirdly, in the farming days, there was a lot of solitude time. Yeah. Yes, you were busy, but I can be busy and also have some inner feelings and workings. So I think they actually had some, without even name on it, it was a meditative period of life.
I agree with that. My only caveat, what I was trying to say is, because me and you agree, busy can be the enemy of actually dealing with things. But sometimes things will be dealt with are just life. Mm-hmm. And we stop sometimes. We treat everything as it's a life-changing moment.
Well,
and
that's the
truth. It can be. But listen, sometimes your heart breaks. Sometimes you go broke. And I'm not telling you there aren't important lessons to learn, but if you spend all your time trying to learn the lesson and never applying the lesson to life, you'll miss life. You make fun of me all the time on this because I'm a hermit in my house, and I can learn all the lessons and be healed. Clint, you handled the stuff so well. But if I'm never applying the lessons to life, did I really learn it, or am I hiding behind the fact that I seem like I learned it?
I completely agree with you. That is absolutely...
That's like learning karate. And if you never try to do karate on somebody else...
What's the use?
Did you learn it?
Yes.
Or did you just go through the motions?
Yeah.
So that was what I was trying
to say.
Love
that. Yeah. So all of this said...
Yeah, sorry.
...is to come to this conclusion that we are launching the Anxiety Summit online very, very soon, probably within 2 to 4 weeks. What that means is we're going to offer a 2-week free period of time that you can sit. It's 5 hours long. It is life-changing. I ran into a lady just last Sunday down in Ringgold eating lunch at Aunt Effie's. I don't know if I've talked about Aunt Effie's. Good home cooking place. Not health food, but if you make the wise decisions, like I did hamburger steak, I did coleslaw, and I did a side salad, and I took my own olive oil and I poured it on there. Unsweet tea. Good macros. Wasn't perfect, but it was really good for my body. So I'm sitting there, and this lady says, "Aren't you Ed Jones?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "I just have to tell you, I went to the Anxiety Summit," and she almost had tears in her eyes about how beneficial that was to her life. And this statement, they paid about, I don't know, $200 to go for the whole day. Several people have said, "I would have paid 3 times that amount." So Nutrition World will be launching an online, the whole copy of it, free for about 2 to 3 weeks. Then we are going to have to charge. We spent many, many, many thousands to put this on. It paid no one anything. They all did it on their own. But it can be life-changing for those who are struggling. Anxiety is a heavy bear when it's chronic. So I want people to know there are ways to manage that are far better than taking the pharmaceutical drugs. Occasionally, those are necessary, but not most of the time.
Right, right. I'm on your side. I didn't mean to distract us.
It was a great conversation. We got truly into actually some pretty serious, meaningful stuff instead of just pure.
That's odd.
That's what I was going to say. That I may be dreaming. This may not actually be happening.
It's not.
Wow.
It's not. You're going to wake up and it's just trivial.
It's all trivial.
Absolutely.
In the big picture.
In the
anyway.
Big picture, yes, it is.
Yeah. Hey, did you use my sleep product I gave you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you double dose it?
I double dosed it 2 nights.
Okay.
Because the couple nights I was taking it too late and I had to get up early to go to the gym and I didn't want to sleep through. Yeah, it works really good. I like it. Yeah, very much so.
Well,
and I got to sleep pretty good. And if I get 5 hours without waking up and then going back to sleep for another hour or two, and I got a good solid five and a half hours of sleep, for me is a big deal.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, I am double dosing it, and I just want you to look. You can't see. Of course, you're listening to me on the radio. I use the Oura Ring, which monitors my normal sleep scores for the past 2.5 years have been between 60 and 65.
75.
Look here.
77. What do we got here? You got 75. You're in the mid-70s. 75. Yeah.
Look at that. Look at
You're
that.
You're right
look
in the mid-70s, dude. That's
and
good.
And I'm finally getting REM and deep sleep. And you asked me this a few weeks ago, do I feel better? I said, not really then. I can tell you now it's kicking in.
Good.
I was so sleep deprived, I think it took this long.
Good for you.
So what I'm going to do is the first person who emails me at nutritionworld@comcast.net will be able to come in and get a free container of this powder.
I like it.
And it's made by U Theory, and just say sleep powder,
radio, whatever,
vital health. But email me at nutritionworld@comcast.net and you will receive that free container.
And take it about an hour before you're supposed to
try. I do it 30 minutes before, and I am not freaking out.
Gotcha. Okay.
Not everything works for everybody.
That's what I take it. I take it about 45 minutes before, but yeah.
Yeah. All right, my friend. It is time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be having a couple words of wisdom. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner, Clint Powell, and it's been a few of the Sundays that I haven't done this, but I love reading about the Stoics. Who are the Stoics? They are the people in the Marcus Aurelius age, the Roman stage, and had a lot of stories they wrote about during their very difficult life, but they rose above it. And so Marcus wrote many statements about that period of time. This is one of them. Partially. It would be wonderful to live in a time where people got along. It'd be better if the economy was roaring, or it'd be nice if the political landscape wasn't dominated by such demagogues. And of course, who doesn't wish that our parents had taken better care of the environment, protected our institutions better, and invested more for everyone's future? But you know what? They didn't. And here we are. People don't get along. And the world is somewhat scary. Stuff is falling apart. Traditions are crumbling, exactly as it was when Marcus Aurelius was alive, when Seneca was living, when Zeno walked the earth. These ancient Stoics didn't live in some golden age. They lived in the present, their present, a flawed and frustrating and sometimes even scary present. We don't control when we were born or what's happening before our time, the Stoics would say. So complaining about it, lamenting it, calling it mean names, what does it do? It does nothing. All we can focus on is how do we respond? All we can focus on is who we are in the moment we are in. The good news about these terrible times is that they present us quite the opportunity. They present us the chance to be decent and heroic and learn wisdom. They give us a chance to be brave and to do better. They'll require us to endure at times and find the good in little things. They'll ask us to accept and forgive. You know, it's not where we choose to be, but it is where we are. So let's deal with it with wisdom. I like that.
Yeah, I love it. We just had a guest. We had a on this radio show, Jason Smith on Crimecast with David Roddy and I. Mm-hmm. And he talked about the value of I'm not what I thought. I've got to deal with who I am and where I am in this moment right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's exactly what we talked about half the podcast was the mindset of I'm not who I thought I was going to be. I'm not that guy anymore.
Because well, he had both
his legs blown off in Afghanistan and half his hands. And he's like, I'm not that guy. Mm-hmm. So who am I? And I have to live right now for this moment and accept it. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal.
And not go through the last of the days with bitterness and with regrets and wishes that we could change our past.
Well, that's it. Because, I mean, it's okay to let it pass. But if you get stuck there, again, that's part of, mm-hmm. you know, I'm now not in the moment. I'm someplace else that I can't mm-hmm. do anything about. I can only do about where I'm at.
That's it. And I've certainly felt that I've learned a lot of that as the ages have come on. And I'm grateful for that. I don't see things I never see them and label them good or bad, because so many of the difficulties in my life, from the COVID to this, to that, to deaths of people, to difficulties in business, they all formed the quilt of who I am today. And it mm-hmm. gave me some of the ways to look deeper in order to change. So
yeah, I don't think it's there's a problem calling it bad. I think it's okay as long as you accept it and move on. You know, take the bad, make it good.
But most people call it bad or is in a freeze frame about it. It's bad now, it's bad then, it's going to be bad tomorrow. Yeah. Guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. 98.1 The Lake, we thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.